Obi and Ashley, love that you can get the podcast on the K92.3 app, because today's show, you would have discovered that Universal's opened up hotels. Also, Margaritaville Resort is open.
It's so exciting to finally be someplace that you enjoy being. And you see people excited to be back at work, excited to pick up and help other people to have a good time, too.
Then I got a little personal, talked about Ashley's husband and how I'm jealous of his skills.
He's very much a handyman. So we wanted to have a chime time with you on whether you have a handyman in your life.
He's pretty much built houses from the ground up, so he could do everything. Plumbing, electrical, drywall. I'm sure my husband wishes that he can do those things, but whenever I need something, it's definitely Dad.
Keep those comments coming on the K92.3 app's open mic as we get into this podcast that starts right now.
This is your national anthem with Obi and Ashley on K92.3.
All right, such a big responsibility it is with this national anthem, at least we feel with this morning show, to kind of send it out to a group of individuals who you may not get the love that's really nice to hear. And today, Ashley, I love this inspiration.
Yeah, so Jessica sent us this to the Obi and Ashley Facebook page, and she said just county leaders in general, county and city leaders, because we're seeing so many different ones on the news right now when it comes to the press conferences, when it comes to what's going on in our communities, and they have to keep a straight face no matter what. They have to give us the news. They have to tell us what the deal is with the curfews, and that is every county. Every single city has somebody like that.
Yeah, well, and just the same way that you and I have been in here, even through COVID, they've been in their positions even through COVID, trying to lead through that and then now trying to lead through this. So regardless whether you like a certain person in this position or a certain judge in this position, like, those are hard seats to sit in.
Absolutely. And too, even if you're at your job right now and you're a leader and you have to address your company with everything that's going on, and you have to be that person on the forefront, to you this morning, the national anthem from Obi and Ashley.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets rang loud, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
K92.3, don't forget about that unfiltered podcast too, whether we're talking to Mayor Demings or Mayor Buddy Dyer, or in this case, we've got some entertainment value for you.
Yeah, we have Shelly, and she's kind of our theme park, all things Central Florida guru, and she's on the go in MCO, and we wanted to catch up with her just because we have so many more things opening up this week.
Oh.
Hey,
hi.
What's up, Shell's Bells? How are you, Shelly?
Fine.
I'm gonna come up with a new name every single time we talk. So, Shelly, we appreciate you being a guru of all things amusement here in the City Beautiful, as we've got a couple of new things opening up. So we've already talked to you about Disney Springs, Universal City Walk, and now the city's opening up even further.
So inside the City Beautiful and around as far as theme parks go, because Legoland Florida opens, as well as Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure have been open for team member previews, and they're about to go into annual pass holder previews.
That is major with Universal opening this Friday. We were hearing with some of the resorts, like the 6 resorts that are open now. Do you know anything about people who stay at the resorts getting access to the park?
Absolutely. So if you are staying at one of the six resorts that are open, now that's Hard Rock Hotel, Royal Pacific, Sapphire Falls, Cabana Bay, Aventura, and Endless Summer, Surfside, and in Suites, you can have access to those parks and not worry about if they close down for capacity, because your occupancy has already been counted into the attendance of those parks.
What a benefit.
So it's like your fast pass.
Yeah.
And what's really great also is that they are still going to have that early access as well. So as soon as you check into the hotel, the team members in the hotel are letting you know, here are things that you want to keep in mind, here how we've stepped things up, and here's how you can access the park.
You know what's interesting is, Shelley, as you're talking to me about this, like I get an excitement from two different sides, as all of us as locals should. There's a side of me that's excited about, wow, you know, I do have a little bit of extra money because I haven't been going out to restaurants, and a staycation would be nice. So there's a side of me that's the stayer, and then there's the side of me that's like, man, that means all these people here in our community have a chance to go back to work and back to work at the theme parks and back to work at the resorts.
Absolutely. That's the overwhelming kind of response and wave of emotion that I get, too, because it's so exciting to finally be someplace that you enjoy being, and you see people excited to be back at work, excited to pick up and carry on and help other people to have a good time too.
And really quick, I got to ask you, since you are the guru, we are going to have a date night at Disney Springs this Friday, and which restaurant is better, STK or Morimoto?
Oh, goodness gracious. That's like asking you to choose between, you know, two of your favorite kids. I really think
there is a favorite, by the way. There is a favorite.
There always is. I think you could do it one of two ways. You could flip a coin because they're both really delicious, or you could go for one place for appetizers and then go to the other place
for dinner.
Oh, wow.
Didn't even think of that.
Hey, and that's a great date night idea. Yeah, that's thinking out of the box. I like that.
Yeah, it's fun to have a progressive dinner around Disney Springs because there's so many different options. And then you can go get something they have very special right now. They have Dole Whip nachos.
What?
So it is Dole Whip with toppings and pieces of waffle cone. And that's over near the Marketplace Co-op, over in the Marketplace section of Disney Springs.
Interesting.
Okay. So now you've got a date night planned. Do you know anything about Margaritaville? Because that just had a chance to open and now it gets to reopen.
Yes, so Margaritaville is, of course, following all of their CDC guidelines. Restaurants are operating at 50% capacity. They've got a lower occupancy rate. Then over at their water park, Island H2O, they're offering some great ticket deals. They're asking that you, of course, social distance as much as you can when you're in the water.
Sure.
And in between slides, wear your mask. And they've got all of their eating locations open. And then if you want to go grab a bite to eat, they have their Sunset Walk area. They have some great eateries over there. They are requiring a mask to enter a lot of those locations.
Shelley, let me ask you a question, and you may not know the answer to this, but just as a local, can I go into Margaritaville and eat at one of their restaurants and then go home?
Yes, you can. You absolutely can. You just need to, when you get there, just let them know that you are going to one of the restaurants, and they should let you right in.
Wow, okay,
that makes
nice.
It so fun and so many options.
Yeah, nice
absolutely.
Work.
Absolutely.
Hey, and another thing, for the most part, it's all going to be locals, whether you're staying there or you're one of the locals who hasn't had a chance to work in a little bit. A good tip goes a long way.
Absolutely. If you can, do what you can to help a fellow Orlandoian out.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't know if that's a word, but it is now.
Hey, it works. All right, where can we find you?
At On The Go on MCO.
Thank you, Shelley.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Obi and Ashley in the morning. This is K92.3. Man, this station for a long time has been designed to play songs about love, songs about positivity. So we hope that you enjoy our playlist as we continue here. So, you know, I talked a little earlier on the show about how I have kids, and over the summer, we're glad that we were able to at least get them back enrolled in something. So right now, all three of them are doing swim.
Yeah.
And competitively. Now, in the past, we've been able to do, you know, summer camps or summer programs. There's a great theater program that Downtown Winter Garden has that we're just not doing this year.
And what's wild is a lot of those camps, I mean, they might have just canceled. And even though now you're kind of like, okay, well, people seem to be coming around more to things. Well, those things still might have just been canceled anyway. So they lost those resources. So we love when you call in with some info. I believe Alex from Camp Winona is on the line. Morning show producer Chloe says.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Who's this?
This is Alex with YMCA Camp Winona.
What's up, Alex? How are you?
I'm good, good. I got told that you guys were asking about summer camps that are open, so I thought I would give you guys a call and let you know about the best summer camp in Central Florida.
We love that. That's so great.
That's some good marketing right there. Hey, yeah, no, seriously, because I know that, you know, a lot of parents, Ashley and I were talking about how a lot of parents are looking for, and not only them, but even the kids are looking for some socialization now that things have been lifted a little bit. And yeah, what do you guys got going on?
Absolutely. So we are an overnight summer camp up in Volusia County.
Oh, wow.
And we've been here since 1919, so 101 years.
Wow.
And yeah, I'm pretty excited. We have camps for ages 6 to 17. And it's a very traditional summer camp. You know, we have the archery and riflery and crafts and canoeing, kayaking. We're on a beautiful spring-fed lake, so lots of time in our lake. And yeah, it's week-long sessions. We're starting next week, and we're going through the end of July.
That's so fun. Just as you're talking, you just bring such nostalgia from, you know, anyone that might have gotten to go to summer camp. And I remember summer camps getting to go do those things. And hey, that's great. You guys are still operating because that's bringing some normalcy, not only to kids, but also giving parents a little bit of a break.
Yeah, that's what we're attempting to do. And, you know, of course, we're making a few changes in light of everything that's going on. And there's going to be a little bit more hand washing and social distancing in certain activities. And we've limited our, like, cabin size to 10 to stick with those CDC guidelines. But, yeah, it's still going to be an opportunity to go back to a routine and somewhat, like you said, normalcy.
So. Well, I want to hit on, again, some of those experiences that you guys are going to be affording the kids that get a chance to stay there, because everything that you mentioned, those things are fun. They're adventurous. They bring people together outside of, you know, what kind of background or culture you're a part of. Like, these little activities that you guys are affording everybody. Shoot, somebody may pull an arrow and hit a bullseye for the first time with a bow and arrow, and that may change their course of hobby for the rest of their life.
Absolutely. You said it better than I ever could.
Aww. So tell us again, what was your name and your role?
My name's Alex, and I'm the executive director at YMCA Camp Winona.
Well, thank you guys for everything you do on a serious note, because you guys have probably had to replan and replan again what your you know, action steps are going to be with bringing kids back to camp and trying to make it work. And I'm sure that your whole team is happy that they're even back at work and getting to have these summer camps.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
So again, you said that this is an overnight camp. I would encourage those to even imagine your favorite movie or imagine your favorite TV show where you've seen these camps where the kids get to do canoeing and they get to hang out with each other in bunk houses.
Make new friends.
I mean, what a cool experience for a kid to have in their memory bank. So thank you. Thank you for bringing that to light. And thank you guys for what you do as not only you running the show, but for all your counselors that care for our kids, you know, as we trust them in your care.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Is there Alex, is there a website we can send our listeners to just in case they want to get some more info?
Yes, absolutely. CampWinona.org. Winona, like Winona Ryder. W-I-N-O-N-A.
Awesome. All right. Hey, and let us know if we can help at all.
Definitely. Feel free to come on out and see everything in action in a couple weeks.
Awesome, Alex. Thank you.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Hey, Alexis. Good to be talking to you. Where are you calling us from?
Hey, guys. I'm calling from Ocoee.
Right.
Okay. Can we get into why you decided to call us today?
Yes. So I went on a date with this guy that I knew from back in high school. He came back into town and we reconnected. We went on a date and I'm just wondering what happened. I feel like I was just ghosted. He hasn't texted or called me back or anything.
So
I'm
wait.
Just wondering.
When you said he came back into town, like, so are you born and raised in Ocoee? You've lived there. You guys both went to high school over there?
Yeah, I was born and raised here. We went to high school together in Ocoee. He left for college. I didn't really hear from him after that or see him until he came back.
Oh, wow. So how many years are we talking?
It's it's been like 11 years since I've been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you date him in high school, or you just knew each other, kind of?
No, we didn't date. We knew each other just through mutual friends. I always had a boyfriend, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know. We were just friends. And,
okay. All right. Yeah. Well, all we're going to do here is we're going to try to get Mike on the line, and let's see if we can't find out why he's not answering your calls, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Alexis, while Obi's calling him, what high school did you guys go to?
West Orange.
Okay, cool.
Hello?
Yes, Mike, please.
This is Mike.
Mike. Hey, good morning. This is Obi. That's Ashley.
Hi, Mike.
So we do a morning radio show for one of the big stations here in town, K92.3.
I'm familiar.
And do you know that we do something called Second Date?
Yeah, actually, I just moved back a while ago. I'm familiar with the station. It's all my parents listen to.
Oh, cool. But, okay.
I don't know about the Second Date thing.
Okay, no problem. So here's what we're doing. We're trying to pair you back up with a girl that you went on a date with, if that's cool.
What do you mean? I'm not getting this.
I know. Mike, so Alexis actually reached out to us. She actually told us you moved back to town recently and that you guys had gone out on a date. But what's going on now?
Oh, man, is this really happening? Come on.
Mike, we're only trying to get you two back together again. She said you guys went to high school together. I mean, this is a great story.
Okay, so wait. If she listens to this show and people hear this, a lot of our friends are going to hear this.
That's not going to be a bad thing, especially if we get you two talking again.
Okay, I mean, I'll tell you right out, she's not the way she used to be. She used to be, I had a huge crush on her in high school, and she was always dating somebody. Everyone loved her. She was super hot. She was a cheerleader. She was just that girl, you know? She was the...
Okay.
And, she's just changed.
She did tell us that it's been 11 years.
I don't know. I guess she's just one of those people that never leaves her hometown. You know, she's still working at the beauty supply store, and I don't know.
A lot of people don't leave their hometowns, though. Like, was there something more than that?
You know, she's got two different kids from two different husbands, and she's divorced. I don't know. It's just not appealing to me.
Oh, anymore. Wow.
That's okay, a little rough.
Yeah, so why don't we do this? Because I don't want Alexis's feelings to be hurt. She is on the line and just heard everything you said.
Yeah.
Alexis?
Oh, great. Great, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, that hurts, you know. It's been hard. You know, I do have two kids, and it just happened to be that, you know, it didn't work out with their dads. You know, they might have been great dads, but they weren't good to me. And I just thought that maybe we could, I don't know, like... I really liked our date. I guess
no, it was
not what you want.
I mean, it was a great date. It's just you just don't have any drive. I mean, why do you have kids so early? You know, it just seemed
Whoa.
Like you had everything. I mean, why didn't you ever think about getting out of a COE?
My family is here. The person that I loved was here, and I thought that was going to be my life, and this is what I wanted.
Yeah, that's a little harsh. I mean, geez, Mike. I mean, people that don't leave their hometowns, okay.
I mean, but I hear Mike, too. I mean, you know, kids from different baby daddies. There's a lot of drama.
It's a lot of baggage.
Well, screw you, Mike. You know, and screw you, too, Obi.
Whoa.
Like, Alexis.
I feel so judged right now.
No.
No, totally not. Just I'm just trying to see where Mike is coming from. That's it. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Honestly, Alexis, you've got two kids you love. That's amazing, and... You don't want to settle for someone anyway that's not going to be right for family dynamic, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I'm not ready to be baby daddy number three,
Okay.
Home of Obi and Ashley's Second Date Update.
Eric Church on K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Obi and Ashley. Okay, so I admitted to Ashley yesterday that I'm very... So I kind of have like a little bit of jealousy in me for guys that are very, very handy. Because I've always been an entertainment dude. I can play the piano. I can play the drums. I mean, just I do stuff on a different level. I can host.
Which handy guys usually can't do those things. So it's just vice versa.
Yeah, but drywall, any sort of repairing, any sort of building, anything. Like, I just can't do those things. So Ashley's man, I'm very impressed because this, he seems to be like almost a jack of all trades.
He is. And what's funny, so, and I was telling Obi this kind of off the air yesterday, just because there's been so many projects a lot of people have been doing at their own homes. And Matt is the type, and for anyone that might be new to our show, welcome. We got married in February and we just made it before the pandemic. So here we are, kind of newlyweds, right? And these projects that he's been knocking out is everything from like sanding the pavers to seal the pavers to pressure washing the fence to seal it to protect it from the weather, building drain lines for the AC unit in the garage. Like, he, if he doesn't know how to do something, he will look it up and then he'll do it. But while that's all good and it's great, I love that he's a handyman, don't get me wrong. But there are times, too, that I say to him, I'm just like, babe, we can probably pay somebody to come do this because this is taking up 3 or 4 weekends now because depending on the rain, you can't see the fence because of the product. The material won't stay on the fence if it rains off, right? So it just, there's so many different things that, yes, he's doing, but other times I'm like, all right, come on. Like, yeah. This is now taking up how much time?
Well, you know what? I want to know from our ladies out there, are you married to a handyman? You know, and I'm not talking about somebody who, that's what they get hired to, you know, just fix odd and end things. But are you married to a man who's handy?
Yeah.
A man who, when the fence breaks, a man when he sees a leak somewhere, you know, that he automatically jumps into action.
Oh, yeah, and that's the thing. He would rather do it himself. He's like, sure, I could pay somebody to do it, but he likes seeing the finished work, and I am totally appreciative. Like, don't think for a second I'm complaining about this right now, first of all. But, yeah, there's times where I'm just like, you know, this could really be done with and give you less hassle, but he finds pure joy in doing those
things. See, and I have so many of our guy friends, you know, and how many of you guys right now listening are that type that you enjoy to do that stuff. That's why I say I'm kind of a little bit jealous of that, because whenever something breaks in our house, I look at it and I'm like, okay, so Obi, for real? Like, you could be a man about this, right? Like, you can jump on YouTube and you can discover how to do it and how to repair it and what kind of nails to buy and the type of wood to get and whatever. I'm going to end up paying somebody to fix up my mistake anyways.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and that's how that happens, right? Like, even my dad, even to this day, my dad's almost 70 years old and my mom says, like, he's always got a project. He tries to fix it. Then we end up having to call somebody. So not everybody's that way. At all.
All right, okay. Are you married to a handyman? You got a handyman in your life? 844-254-9232. It's Chime Time.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
So I'm sure yesterday on social media, and especially Instagram, you might have seen a lot of the black squares for Blackout Tuesday. And Tim McGraw was one of those. But he did also release a statement, and he said, I wish I knew the answers. I'm just a man who loves his family and wants this world, this country, this life to be experienced to the best of any child's imagination and ability. And I know if you're on social media, you're seeing a lot of artists, a lot of celebrities, a lot of people just in general sharing their opinions here. And I know it's kind of tough because some people don't know what words to share. But again, just wanted to highlight that because we've heard from Darius, we've heard from Kane Brown, we've heard from Thomas Rhett. And especially these big superstar artists, even yesterday, Garth Brooks with his. So everyone just kind of trying to spread love, trying to spread positivity during this time.
And doing it the best way they know how. I kept saying earlier today that not all of us are eloquent with the way we use our words, you know, but everybody's trying.
Absolutely. And also, I just wanted to switch gears here a little bit to Carrie Underwood, because her and her husband have started this series with I Am Second, which is an online series, an online website, and they've really dug deep into their relationship, and they're going to be airing Wednesdays at 8 p.m. So the second one is on tonight, talking about the 3 miscarriages that she suffered within 2 years.
I mean, that is deep, and I'm glad that they're letting everybody in on this, because how many women have suffered that and felt like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, you know why? Because the statistic is like 1 in 3, 1 in 4 women will suffer a miscarriage at some time in their life. Man. So it is something, unfortunately, more common, and Carrie bringing light to it. On a lighter note, with Carrie, she also did talk about just her healthy lifestyle and how she changed it years ago to be healthy for her kids, too.
It's very important for me to be a good example for my children and teach them healthy eating habits and healthy habits for their bodies, because I want them to live healthy, wonderful, happy lives for as long as they possibly can. And I, on the flip side, want to be around for them.
So again, we'll get that link up for you to watch this special tonight, 8 p.m. on Wednesdays, iamsecond.com, and you can see it at K92.3 Orlando.com. And then also want to put this reminder out there for you. Tonight, Luke Combs is going to be on Jimmy Fallon, so that'll be interesting because Jimmy Fallon's still been doing his at-home edition show.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Luke Combs will be there from home. And again, that's tonight with Jimmy Fallon and Luke Combs.
That'll be good.
You can see all of this at K923Orlando.com.
K923.
Do the right thing. Do the right thing.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
All right, so we've got Ashley covering today's Doing the Right Thing. And love this one. As a parent myself and trying to explain what's going on in this world, I can feel this mother.
I know. So I saw this story and I was just like, man, the different levels that law enforcement covers and the dispatchers, you know, you can't forget the dispatchers who these phone calls come into. So Tony, an Orlando, Central Florida mom here, has an 11-year-old daughter named Leilani. And she did call into the non-emergency line hoping that she could get somebody to come talk to her daughter because at 11, her daughter Leilani is feeling very nervous about everything going on. And she was just trying to see if the dispatcher, if there's any way she could get somebody, a law enforcement officer, to come out and talk to her daughter, to comfort her, to let her know that everything would be okay.
I'm going to have them come out here and just talk to you. So, you know, because they're not all bad. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I'm trying here.
No, I understand. Well, yeah, like I just said that your daughter was not feeling safe due to circumstances and that you wanted them to come speak to her to let her know everything was okay.
Man, you got to love that because for us parents, too, you know, I'm sitting with my kids who don't really know much about racism. And as they feel, everybody's their friend, you know, and as I'm sitting trying to explain to them, I'm like, Obi, be careful with your words. Be careful with what words you choose because it's such a delicate scenario that you want them to love everybody.
Absolutely. And for Tony, for the mom, too, to take that outlet and for that dispatcher to have the conversation. So deputies Adam Sanchez and Diego Serrano were actually dispatched, went out there, talked to Leilani. And I just think it's those little things that are really making the difference. And it kind of brings a tear to your eye because you're like, that is way above and beyond what a police officer or any law enforcement goes into their job thinking that they're going to be having to do or those conversations that they're going to be having. But right now, that alone, that act just made, I'm sure, such a difference in Tony and Leilani's life that we have to give some love to the Orange County Sheriff's Office on that one. That is doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Obi and Ashley, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country today. Pretty good day for those people who get to go back and try to earn that paycheck again after being out of work. And we're talking about the hotels that have reopened thanks to Universal's properties. Margaritaville Resort now open.
Yeah.
You know, all those different things, man. It's not only for people to go there and have a good time. It's also our locals that are getting paychecks from
those
places.
Exactly. Because a lot of people are just out of work. I mean, it's really, really hard. And so being able to get back to work, that is a great thing. And hey, Brad Paisley, just side note, he's somebody we've seen a lot through COVID. He's been on a lot of the big shows, and this is his brand new song called No Eye in Beer.
From Mount Bird to Longwood, from Point Siena all the way to Kissimmee. Well, that's actually right next to each other. But anyways, you know what I'm talking about. All these beautiful cities. There is something amazing happening right here in our backyard again.
Yeah, so with the launch, remember, of course, last weekend it was the two astronauts getting sent up. Well, we've also noticed these other Falcon 9s have been getting sent up into space, whether it be for satellites. So tonight at 9:25, as they're saying, is the time. The window, though, is going to open up at 8:55. They say they try and hit it in the middle of the window. So 9:25, they're going to be sending more Starlink satellites up.
Well, and that's cool. I don't know if you're like us at the Diaz household, where our kids really don't have, like, you know, a bedtime like they used to during the school year. But that's good. Again, what time is that again?
9:25, they're saying. Just keep an eye on it. They'll keep you posted with the weather and all that.
And that's going to be so easy to see in the dead of night.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so cool. Good luck out there. That was another Obi and Ashley episode, and we appreciate you for your time, the friends and family that you've shared this podcast with. I mean, now we're heard all over the world. And if you wanted more, we have our Obi and Ashley Unfiltered podcast. You may have some passionate language in there and a lot of content that we just don't have time to cover on the show. So that's the Obi and Ashley Unfiltered podcast. And one last message with a ton of genuineness. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for sharing your valuable time with us.